When it became a borough, Haines got to select land from the state. After waiting 6 years, it's gotten a preliminary decision on its choices. Haines has decided to appeal the ruling that would deny them an old gold mine. KHNS's Barrett Wilbur reports on how hidden treasure is slowing down the land selection process.
The Haines Borough is appealing the state's preliminary decision to refuse them a piece of land with hidden value. As borough manager Deborah Schnabel puts it,
William Henry Bay is a piece of ground that was actually the site of an operating functional gold mine from about 1910 to 1925.
Haines' administration is requesting the bay as part of their municipal land selection. When a borough forms, they're entitled to get a certain amount of land from the state. In 2011, Haines chose 9 parcels based on their long-term economic potential, Schnabel says. The borough identified about 2,600 acres they'd like in the Catsahine Flats, where the state has long considered building a ferry terminal if the Juneau Access Road is completed, Chilkoot Inlet, Excursion Inlet, and William Henry Bay. In October, the state issued a preliminary decision. They approved conveying 80% of Haines' selections. They postponed decisions on 3 parcels because they were mislabeled. There are federal lands which the state has asked for but not received and can't pass on to the borough. The state denied 2 parcels. One contains a native allotment claim still being processed. The other, William Henry Bay. State geologists sampled the bay in 2011 after Haines selected it. They confirmed the presence of gold, as well as rare earth metals such as uranium. Even if the bay was conveyed to Haines, the state would still control those minerals, Schnabel says.
The state holds mineral rights to all minerals, even if the borough owned the land sitting on top of the mineral deposit. The state still has the economic benefit of the royalty.
The state says their interest in keeping the land outweighs the borough's interest in receiving it. Ben White is the Southeast Regional Land Manager in Alaska's Department of Natural Resources.
A commercial mining operation wanted to come into the area. We'd be able to provide them easements for access, land use authorizations. They'd be working with one entity as opposed to having to work with both the state and the borough.
In an appeal letter to the state, the borough disagrees. Since the state keeps the mineral rights no matter what, they argue that denying Haines the land means the borough would lose more than the state will gain.
By owning the land, we would have the ability to have tax revenue for the plant or the operation or the settlement or the, you know, improvements that are brought in to develop that resource.
They also expressed frustration with the length of time it's taken the state to issue a preliminary decision. Statute says the state should respond to land selections within 9 months. Haines Borough has been waiting for 6 years. Lee Cole is a resource manager who worked on Haines' case. He says that even though work started in 2012, it was delayed because the department was downsized.
Between probably 2012 and 2014, there just wasn't staff here. I think that's why I was hired to work on some of these types of issues.
By 2017, the initial work was out of date and had to be repeated. Ben White says the department hopes to reach a final decision within the next few months. They're currently reviewing comments on the preliminary plan, and if the state chooses not to convey William Henry Bay, Haines will get to keep selecting lands until they receive their full acreage. Schnabel says she hopes to meet with department officials before anything is finalized. In Haines, I'm Barrett Wilbur.